This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. 15 people, including 6 children, were killed in a battle between Sri Lankan security forces and militants linked to the Easter suicide bombings at churches and hotels. We get details from AP's Karen Chamas.
Sri Lankan police tipped off soldiers to a suspected safe house where a gun battle ensued after militants set off 3 explosions and opened fire. One source said that it was likely that some of the dead bodies recovered in the aftermath were militants who blew themselves up with suicide bombings. Meanwhile, the military says security forces have recovered explosives, detonators, suicide kits, military uniforms, and Islamic State group flags during the raids. The Easter suicide bombings, claimed by the Islamic State group, targeted churches and hotels and killed at least 250 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Aid groups scrambled Saturday to assess the damage in northern Mozambique as heavy rains fueled fears of flooding and mudslides 2 days after the second cyclone to hit the southern African country in 6 weeks. Cyclone Kenneth made landfall late Thursday with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. That prompted aid group warnings of massive flooding and mudslides that could put nearly 700,000 people in southern Africa at risk. Emergency workers arrived Saturday morning in Pemba, a port town in the capital of the country's Cabo Delgado province, to assess the damage. Authorities said almost 3,500 homes in the most northern part of the province were damaged or destroyed. The government also said that 5 people were killed and about 90% of the homes on the island of Ibo were destroyed. Kenneth pounded Mozambique barely a month after Cyclone Idai struck the country, killing more than 1,000 people in Mozambique and in neighboring Zimbabwe and Malawi. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.